earlier this year, the Boy Scouts of America awarded the top rank of Eagle Scout to a class that, for the first time, included young women. Among that historic group were several Wisconsinites, including sisters Annie and Casey Scheid of Racine. I talked to them earlier today. I want to ask each of you why you wanted to become an Eagle Scout. Annie, why don't you start us off?
I knew I always wanted to be a part of scouting because what scouting is about has always been a part of our family. My siblings, my older brothers were Eagle Scouts. My grandfather is an Eagle Scout. I have a ton of Eagle Scout cousins. So we've always just, my whole family, extended family, has always been a huge scouting family. And when females were allowed to join scouting, it was just a moment of, oh, wow, I can actually have the opportunity to get the achievement that my family members have received. And I knew it was hard, and I knew you would have to work hard for it, but I saw it as like a something I wanted to get, like a reward that I could get, and I knew I always wanted to go for it, and it just came naturally coming from a scouting family.
And Cassie, you're from the same family, of course. Can you talk about, you know, when you decided, yeah, not just any scouting, you wanted to pursue that same Eagle Scout path that your brothers and your grandfather had?
So, like Annie said, I always knew that if I had the choice to be or had the chance to be in Scouts BSA, I would take it. So when I heard that scouting was allowing females to go into it, I was driving in the car with my dad and I turned to him and I said, I want to do this. So then we started off and Annie and I were both lucky because the troop that we were in was very set on rank advancing, which is how you become an Eagle Scout. And so I knew like, okay, I can do this. I can rank advance and I can become an Eagle Scout. So basically when I saw that we were going through the ranks quickly, I knew that there was an opportunity for me to do it. And I just decided that that's the path I wanted to take.
And Cassie, Annie just mentioned, it is not an easy path to become an Eagle Scout. Could you talk about the challenges that you and I guess any Eagle Scout have to overcome?
Yeah, so scouting is more than just camping. There's a lot of different aspects about being a scout. You have the outdoors aspect, you have a service requirement and service aspect, you have education through merit badges, and you have leadership. And all of those aspects are put into each step or rank towards becoming an Eagle Scout. In each rank, there are different requirements for what you have to do, different educational. You have first aid requirements. You have to earn a certain amount of merit badges. You have to do a certain amount of service hours. You have to hold a leadership position. And there's also time limits. So for me, I entered Scouts and I didn't get the age extension for females and for anyone actually. And even a guy who they joined in February of 2019 and they were like 17 or 18 and they couldn't make the Eagle Scout by the time they aged out. They got an extension, but I didn't make it. So Annie and I like were planning out like, okay, this is when I have to get this rank done. So it's a big aspect.
And Annie, can you talk about what kind of projects you did along the way? Or I think there is the Eagle project you had to do along the way.
Yeah, so me and Cassie like to ring bells with the Salvation Army and during Christmas time. And that was something we got into through scouting. But you do have to complete a service project for your Eagle Scout rank. And you have to demonstrate leadership. And you have to demonstrate that you can handle problems and situations that that life throws at you. You can handle talking to adults and talking with people who are higher up than you. And you have to plan your project and get people to help volunteer for it. And you have to raise money for your project. And it's just your Eagle Scout project is taking everything you learn through scouting, all the lessons and all like the skills you've learned and packaging it into one big project to show the meaning of scouting, which is giving back to your community. And my Eagle Scout project is I built two movable large notice boards and they are a place for the Racine County Pony Club to post any papers, any show results, show patterns, camp schedules for their different activities there. They have shows, clinics, camps, and they really needed something that would allow them to keep people from going into the barn to find papers and make it easy access, because these notice boards are large enough that you can ride up next to it with a horse. Uh-huh. And this project was something they thought they needed, and I was able to provide it with them.
And Cassie, what was your project?
I built 3 wooden octagonal picnic tables, also for the Racing County Pony Club, and I placed them on top of a circular mulched area. And they are for a viewing area for the Racing County Pony Club's dressage ring. They didn't really have a good one before, and I knew when I was deciding on a project that I would like this, because club members, spectators, people who come for day camps, family members can just go sit on these these picnic tables and just enjoy being outside and have a nice place to sit.
Can you each take 20 seconds as we wrap up to offer encouragement if there is a young girl out there listening, wondering if Eagle Scouting is right for her? Cassie, start us off.
To that young girl, go ahead and do it. There are multiple troops that are available. Just look into it. It is a wonderful experience. And although you may be feeling shy, or you may feel like people will doubt you, just know that everyone's going to doubt you. Like, there will always be people doubting you. There will always be people who don't expect you to go far. You just have to know your own personal self-worth and just believe in yourself and that you can achieve anything.
Annie, anything else you'd add to that for that prospective Eagle Scout?
Yeah, I would tell that young girl, be open to making friends and be open to meeting new people and going to new experiences. Just take full advantage of what scouting will offer you. And if you don't, you won't necessarily have the best time, but you want to take advantage of everything that's available for you. And also, I also want to say, if your troop isn't necessarily the best fit, if you just like don't feel like the troops for you that you're in currently, say they meet on a day that you aren't able to meet, I definitely look for more troops in your area. Just because one troop may not be the right fit for you, you're going to find a troop that you like and you love and you enjoy going to.
Thanks to both of you for joining us today.
Thank you.
That was Annie and Cassie Scheid of Racine. They each recently earned the rank of Eagle Scout in the Boy Scouts of America. Were part of the first group of young women ever to do so.